USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is poised to reduce funding for the WHO.
So we're paying them more than 10 times more than China. And they are very, very China-centric, as I said during the week. China-centric. China always seems to get the better of the argument.
The president speaking during his coronavirus task force briefing on Friday. The president also says he won't start pushing to open businesses until we know the country is going to be safe. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says former Vice President Joe Biden is adopting more progressive policy positions. The former rival for the Democratic presidential nomination, though, did not endorse a presumptive nominee. And Americans who have not filed a tax return can now check out IRS.gov to put in their banking information to receive a stimulus check. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As the Trump administration continues to work on plans to reopen the country, America's largest retailer has a message for everyone. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
As the Trump administration discusses getting the U.S. economy to open up again as soon as May after the coronavirus pandemic, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon says it'll certainly take a group effort to make that happen, involving government, business, and the American worker. Another message the CEO of Walmart had for America, stop hoarding toilet paper.
In the last 5 days, we've sold enough toilet paper for every American to have their own roll just in 5 days. So there's plenty of flow coming, but if everyone could just kind of manage and buy week to week rather than stocking up at this point, it'd be helpful for everybody.
And in observance of Good Friday, the stock market is closed. The New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ will resume normal trading hours on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Ben Carson tells Fox News that not enough attention is being paid to the number of people who are recovering from coronavirus. Carson, a one-time Baltimore pediatric neurosurgeon, reminds everyone,
one of the things we don't seem to talk about a lot are the number of people who have recovered, which is going to be about 98% of all the people who get it. They're going to do quite well. And we need to really start talking that up and start talking about what we can do, not how we're going to be harnessed. Because the fact of the matter is, if we destroy the economic infrastructure of our country, we're going to lose a lot more people than we lost from this virus. So we can't, you know, operate out of hysteria. When people are hysterical, they don't do logical things.
President Trump updating us on the status of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
At the White House Coronavirus Daily Briefing, President Trump updating Americans on the status of the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who remains in the hospital in London fighting coronavirus.
Americans are also encouraged to learn that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.